Like in the middle, after it says lechol devar hamizbech, it says the klal. Then it interrupts and says ulemi beis la paroches, an interruption. Then it says v'yavadetem avoydas matona. It says ulemi beis la paroches v'yavadetem v'darshin el mi beis la paroches hu di avoydas matona. True, an avoydas pnim inside the heichol. That's when it's dafka an avoydas matona v'loy avoydas silik, and you'll be potter for doing the silik of the mizbeach apnim. That's true. Abaho b'chutz afilu avoyde silik. You also chayiv. That's the way Levi dashens. That the pasuk puts in the middle. It says what lechol devar hamizbeach. That's the klal. But then it says right away ulumi beis la parochus. Mashma, we're only talking about inside by the parochus by the heichum. And then there's the pasuk that says v'yavadetem avoydes matona. Very true. There Levi's maskim. There's a klal and a prat. And therefore, it's only like the Prat says, only in Avodas Matona, giving and not taking away. But where? Only in Mibeis LaParochus in the Heichum. Ma'ashen Kein Bachutz, there Levi says no, there even Avodas Silik also Yechayiv. Like Rashi says, well, in Mibeis LaParochus, Avsek Ben Klola LaProta. There's a Hesek between the Klal and the Prat. Mibeis LaParochus, who the Avodas Matona? That's when we say that the Prat of an Avodas Matona is going. Hazoy Shebein Abadim. That's what Yechayiv for the Yom Kippurim. On the Sinus Keteris Aleish. And they put the Keteris on the Eish of the Pnim. For that Yechayiv. And there we have the Drosh of Lo Yavoid Yisilik. Kegoyin Hoitsoyes Kaf Umachto. Shakoyin Godo Mach Nishom Lekteris Yom Kippurim. O Menicha Bein Abadim. V'yacha Kachoyzer Matsiyan. There's an avoid on Yom Kippur when the Kohen Gadol comes in Lofnai Lefnim with the Machto of the Keteris. He puts it down, lets it get all smoke, and then he takes it out. So the Chiddush is, by a bazaar would come and take out the machtob, he would be potter for the Chiv Misam. That's called an avoyde silik. So when do we say avoyde silik is potter? Only by ulumi based apreches, what's being done inside the pnim. Ma'ashek, what's being done outside in the chutz, the Levi says no, that there's a ribu l'chol dvar hamizbeach, even for an avoyde silik, also yechayiv misam. For the Gemara Yochi, if that's true, v'yavadetem nami, el mi based apreches hu, why don't we say the same thing for the other drosha? We're dashing from the avadatem to say only chayiv misa azar if he doesn't avoid the toma, the last of the avoidus, the last of a set. But if he does the beginning of Kabbalah or a halachom, he's potter. Why don't we say, when do we have that klaloso? Only ulumi beis laprechus, only the avoidus apnim, what's being done in the Heichel, there we'll say, if he doesn't do an avoid the Tama, there is potter for Misa. Abaho b'chutz, why don't we say any avoid that's done in the chutz outside the Heichel, was done in the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, why don't we say afilu avoida, sheyesh achre avoida, even an avoid that has something after it, like a Shrita, like a Kabbal, like a Lochas Adam, even though there's still another avoid of Zrikas Adam, but maybe there Yechayiv, as the Levi is telling us, that the pasuk ulumi beis la parochus is dividing up the two to tell us that these chedushim is only talking about the parochus, about the heichol. That's why avoida silik is chayiv in the chutz. Why don't we say the same thing by avada tem, that avoida tom is also only potter in pnim, mashenke in bachutz, maybe a chayiv for, even though it's not an avoida toma. But that the Gemara says, the pasuk says va'avada tem. It says the extra vav. Va'avada tem. An extra vav. Is Hoda Arve Kro. It's as if the Postik mixed it together now. To say that the Postik Va'avadatem, to say that a Zar is only Chayiv Misa, if he does an Avoid the Toma, that's the last of the set of an Avoidom, that applies even to the Avoidus Chutz. So therefore, Levi's maskim, if a Zar would stam do a Shchita or Kabbalah Holocho, he'll be potter from the Chayiv Misa. He's only Chayiv for the Zrika and for the Aktorum, because you have to have an Avoid the Toma. That Levi is maskim, but the Pasuk says va'avadatem, an extra vav. Levi only argues on the drosha to say avoidus matona, to say only chayiv if you give, and not for taking away. That Levi says no. The Pasuk says l'chol devar, that any type of things on the mizbeach you chayiv even for taking away from the mizbeach. It says avoidus matona. That's only going on pnim in the heichol, but on bachutz there Levi holds you chayiv for avoidus silik also you chayiv. The Marboi Rova, Avoida Silik Behechol Maho. What's going to be the loch according to Levi if you do an Avoida Silik Behechol? He's not in Lefnaya Lefnim. Not in the Ulmebeis Taprechis means in Lefnai and Lefnim, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. What about if you do it in the Heichel? In the Heichel, are you chayiv or not? Mahu. Lefnim madminim lei. Is a daima to the Pnim that a Zar is potemisa. That's the Pshat Levi is also asking. That the Pasuk says, Avoidus matona means Ulumibes Taproiches, means inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's where you're potter. So who at the end, the Heichel is also called like the Kodesh HaKadoshim? He's also potter. Or Lechutz madminim lei. Or else, no, we were mad mehechol to the chutz, outside, like the Mizbech HaChitzon. Just like by the Mizbech HaChitzon, Levi holds, Yechayiv Misa for an Avoy Desilik. Maybe who adin in the hechol also, Yechayiv Misa for an Avoy Desilik. Rashi says, V'hi Avoy Destoma, could go in Disha Mizbech HaPnimi. What's going to be if you make the Disha and you take out the Mizbech HaPnim? Or else, via menorah Levi Mahu. If you clean out the menorah, clean off the wicks. By the menorah, what's going to be the halacha? Is a zar chayiv misa there or not? There is called an avoda siluk. He's not giving anything; he's already taking it away. So Levi only holds chutz yichayiv, but panim in the kodesh hakadoshim you potter. The shaila is, what's the halacha of the heichel? Is the heichel like the panim and you potter, or is it like by chutz that you be chayiv? Or the poshta that the Gemara answers, it says mi bias ulu mi bias two times. Mi bias ulu mi bias comes tell us. That not only lefnai and lefnim, but who adin in the heichel also, it daska has to be an avoidus matona and not an avoidus silik. Rashi mi beis la peroiches hevel el michtiv ugsev ula mi beis la peroiches. This is an extra vav. Ula mi beis la peroiches laasoyes heichel kebeis kodesh hakadoshim. To say that the heichel also has the same malach like the kodesh hakadoshim. Memelo upotar al avoidus silik. There also applies the pasuk. And the Pasuk says, Avoidas matona. You only chayiv a zar if he doesn't avoid of giving something to the Mizbeach. Where does that apply? Either giving something to the Mizbeach apnim, or else giving something in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But who adin the Heichel also is potter. You only chayiv an avoidas matona, and not an avoidas silik. You only chayiv an avoidas silik, only mamash by chutz. Only in the Mizbeach HaChitzon, that's what Levi says. For the Trumas Hadeshin of the Mizbech HaChitzon, that's when you chayiv for an avoidus of silik. For the Gemara Elam Meyat, if you want to say like this now, Zah Shesidiras HaShulchan L'chayiv. Who's a kasha now? If the Zah does the avoidus, Mesadir the Shulchan, why isn't he chayiv Misa? The Chur is called an avoidus Tomat. It's like the last avoidus he's doing, he's putting the Lechem on the Shulchan, so why shouldn't he be chayiv? It's an avoidus matona. You're giving the lechem to the shulchan. So why shouldn't the zah be chayiv? Shrash yele ameato. The avoidus matona in the chayiv behechom. Zar, if a zah that does an avoidus matona in the hechom, he's chayiv misom. So why isn't the zah chayiv if he puts the lechem on the shulchan? If the gemara ikah siddha bezichin. I tell you, putting the lechem on the shulchan, it's not called the last avoid of the shulchan. You still have to put the bezichin, the two bezichin of levoina on top of it. So Fratikim are good. Siddha v'zichim l'chayiv. But if what's going to be if the Tzar puts these two kelim, these two v'zichim of Levoin on top of the Shulchan, let him be chayiv for that. The Chur is called an avoidus matona. And it's avoida tama. It's two things. You're giving something to the Shulchan, and it's the last avoider also. So Moritz says no. Ika silik. The avoidus of the Shulchan is not finished until next Shabbos when you take the lechem off. So Mela, since it's an avoida silik, and avoid the silik for sure you put in the heichel. So that's why if a zar does any of these avoiders negate to the shulchan, he's always potter. Because it never ends the avoider until you take off the lechem. And for taking off the lechem from the shulchan, that's called an avoider of silik. You're taking something away. And for taking something away in the heichel, Levi's also asking you potter. Therefore, putting on the shulchan you potter for, because it's not called an avoider tama. There's something else to finish off the malacha. And the end of the malacha, which is silik, you're potter for that also. Because Levi's maskim in the heichol, you're potter for an avoid the silik. For the Gemara, there's a silik of the bezichin, and then there's the aktara of the bezichin. So there's a lot of avoidance to be done to it, that's why it's not chayiv. Rashi ikas silik v'yaktara adayin lo nigmura avoidoso ad Shabbos abo till the next Shabbos she yisakenu, you should take off the bezichin v'yaktara bezichin and you makter the bezichin. So therefore you're not chayiv until you makter. So for aktara could be you would be chayiv. That we had before aktara you chayiv for. Right, if there's more another kashi now. Zah she sidder es ha menorah l'chayiv. What's going to be if the zah goes to the menorah and the mesader it puts wicks into the menorah? The chur is called an avoidas matana. You're putting something onto the menorah, and the chur is called an avoidah tomah. It's last avoidah. You're fixing up the menorah to be ready to be used. So why isn't that also one of the avoidas? If the zah does, it should be chayiv misafua. And the gemara ikon nesinas psila. It's not enough just to be mesader the menorah, but you have to put the psila. That's another avoida. So Rashi learns that sidur es ha-menorah means baboiker. Hoya masalkin es ha-neira shel zov min ha-menorah lekeneach ha-for and yofam v'choizim v'koyv v'noisim bo. For you avoid the tumah, the chur, you clean out the neiros and you put it back in again. So let that be called an avoid the tumah. And if the Gemara no, you still have to put psilos, you have to put new wicks in the menorah. So you didn't finish the job of fixing up the menorah. For the Gemara b'zoi nosan psilo lechayiv. What's going to be if a zar comes and puts new wicks in the menorah? Is he chayiv for that? That should be called an avoida tomo. It's the end of the avoida fixing the menorah, and it's called an avoida smatono. You're giving something to the menorah. So what's going to be in such a case if he chayiv or not? And we didn't learn before that he's chayiv. And the Gemara, that's not called the avoida tomo. It's not the last avoida. Because ikon nesinas shemen. You, after you put the wick, you also have to put the oil in. So therefore, it's not called a gemar avoidom of putting the wicks. But the Gemara of so, Nosan Shemen Lechayiv, good. The Pasuk says, V'yavadetem. It has to be an Avoida Toma. It has to be the end of a series. So the Chur of the end here is putting the Shemen in. So if the Zahar puts the Shemen, let him be Chayiv. And the Gemara, no, Ikad Loka. That's also not finished, the Avoida of putting the Shemen. You still have to burn the Menorah, burn the wick. So burning the fire, that's the Gemara. For the Gemara of Zoy, Hidlik Lechayiv. What's going to be if the Zahar does that look? Let's say he goes and lights the Menorah. What doesn't say is chayiv misa, and if the Gemara had loka lava voidi, understand? Had lokas ha menorah, that is not called an avoida. It's mashma the fixing up of the menorah, that is called an avoida. But those avoidas are not called an avoida tama. There's something else to be done. But the Gemara, the lighting of the menorah, that's not called an avoida. That's why the zad does it, it's like a chayiv, he's potter for misa. For tomorrow, v'loy, is it not called an avoida? V'loy, is it true that lighting the menorah is not called an avoida? V'atani, we learned like this. V'nosano b'nei Aaron ha-koyin eish ala mizbeach. You have to put the fire on the mizbeach. V'yorku eitzim ala eish. That means, limo to teach us al hatzosu sal yoso shloy teyelo b'koyin kosher. That the lighting of the marocha, if you want to like strike a match there, to light the marocha, it's only kosher by a koyin zar, a koyin kosher, or the kli sharis, and it has to be called a kli sharis he has to use. So, here you see, it's called an avoida. Like Rashi says, hatsotasa aliyosa means hatsotasa kisomim. If you light a toothpick, dakim, small piece of wood, im hutzrach lahat tesalam esbeach, the yachas mina marochas, the goin shakova marocha lechalis, shenisafo kola madura. If the whole thing was like burnt up already, and it's about for the fire to go out, so you have to like light a match, light a small splinter, and light up more. So it says, for this avoid, you have to have half the coin. For this lighting, you have to have a coin. So the question was kasha. Tomorrow hot sauce, and tomorrow so chura kasha. If you see lighting the madura, lighting like the mizbeach, it's called an avoida. So the Chur Huadin lighting the menorah should also be called an avoida. Samara says no. I'll tell you that Hatsosasa Aliyos Avoidi, that's true. If you light the Marocha, put a light to the Marocha, that's called an avoida. But Hadloka Lava Avoidi, but lighting the menorah, that is not called an avoida. That's why if a Zar lights the menorah, he's like a pot, there's no Chiv Misa. So Rashi learns, what does it mean when the Koyin makes that sos aliyosa, he has to wear klisharis. So Rashi means she ain't loivish big dekuna. Our boy im kain had you too. The im kain god lushmoina. She ain't never can hakahanim. The cholmokim she never ben yaron hakahanim. The kahunam mashma. The big dekunaschem. So the klisharis, it doesn't really mean a klisharis. It means they have to wear the big dekuna. So that was the havmina that madduch that sos aliyosa lighting the maroch on the mizbeach is called an avoidum. So for sure, lighting the menorah? Gemara answers no. Lighting the menorah is not called an avoida. That's why a zar, if he does it, he's potter for the chiyuv misa. For the Gemara, what's going to be Elo meyato. Zar she sidir es samarocho l'chayiv. If the zar sets up the wood on top of the marocho, why isn't the chayiv mitzvah for that? Have the gemara eko sidir shnei gizreitzim. Stam setting up the bottom twigs, that's not called the end of the avoida, because the end of the avoida is putting two big pieces of wood on top of the marocho. Shnei gizreitzim. For the gemara bazoi, sidir shnei gizreitzim l'chayiv. What's going to be if the zar goes and takes these two big pieces of wood and puts on top of the mizbech, is the chayiv misa? Have the gemara eko sidir evorim. No, putting the wood is not the gemara. The gemara of the avodah is putting the evorim, putting the pieces of fat or the meat on top of the wood to burn. And that we learned before, that haktara sevorim, that's called an avodah tomo, and it's true, if a zar does that, it's chayiv misa. For the gemara, for Omar Ravasi, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, zar she sidir shnei gizreitzim chayiv. Well, now look what we just got from the saying. Here we learned that if a zar puts the shnei gizreitzim, the two big pieces of wood on top of the marocho, he's chayiv misa. So you see what? This is called an avoida. It's called an avoida matana, you're putting something on the marocho. And it's also called an avoida tama. This is the end of the setting up of the marocho. And not like we just got from the saying, you potter. So Gemara says, true, it's a machlokes. So I tell you, b'ho pligi. This is the machlokes. Ma sovra avoida tami, has Rabbi Yechon holds, that's called the end of the avoida. There's a special avoida of just fixing up the marochon. What's the last avoida of fixing up the marochon? Putting shnei gizreitzim on top of it. Omar sov alav avoida tomi. He holds no. It's not called you finish the siddur marochon just putting the wood. A chelik of the fixing up the marochon is to get the fat or the meat on top of it. So close the man, you didn't put the meat or the fat on top of it, you potter. So that's why it's not called an avoida tomi yet. So that's taka machlokes. Gemara says now, Tanya, good, that's the machloikis here. And the kids, our first machloikis between Rav and Levi was the avoidah, the Truma Tadeshin, which is an avoidah of silik, are yechayiv bachutz or not? That Rav says no, an avoidah's matona, the posik says, even bachutz, and therefore Truma Tadeshin, which is a silik, taken away, yitaka potter from Isam. And Levi says no, the posik says, the chol dvar hamizbeach, even an avoidah silik of taken away from the mizbeach, also if a zah does it, he's chayiv misa. Now Gemara says, Tanya kabosid the Rav, Tanya kabosid Levi. I have a riot to both of them. Tanya kabosid the Rav, I have a riot to Rav, that he holds if a zar does the Truma Tadeshin, he's potter from Misa. Avoidas shesar chayv alei Misa. What are the avoidas if a zar does, he's chayv Misa? Zrikas dam, bein lefnim, v'yamaze bechatis oif. If you take the oif and yamaze the dam, v'yamamatze, or else you squash the head against the mizbeach, v'hamaktir b'yer l'soif, you put the l'soif on top of the mizbeach, you burn it, v'hamanasich, or else you make nisachay mayim, or misachayayim, shloishalugin mayim, or shloishalugin yayim, whether you manasich water or yayim, yichayiv misam. This is the riot to Rav, that it does not say the Truma Tadeshin, mashma only avoidus matona of giving, and not the avoid of taking away, even though it's pachutz. So it's a riot to Rav. Tanya kavosid Levi, they have another riot like Levi. It says like this. Avoidas shazar chayiv alei misa. What are the cases that an azar is chayiv misa for? Hameru mesadeshin? Says clearly like Levi. Even the true mesadeshin, even though it's an avoidas silik, but since it's being done on the mizbech achitzain, you chayiv misa for that also. V'sheva hazoy shebefnim. Hu adin by a par that's done lefnim. The seven hazoyas, even though it's not on the mizbech, it's only on the proiches. You also chayiv misa for that. The sheva mitzayra, the yamal agabi mizbeach. That's pshita. If you burn something on the mizbeach, bein dove kosher, bein dove posel. Even though it's posel, but the loch is the mizbeach is mekadeshit. Therefore, the meis it's called an avoida and you chayiv misa. Yeah. Rashi says, bein dove posel, ba'anech psulin shepsulim ba'kodesh. And loch is the first became posel inside the base of Migdish. Then the halacha is the imolu lo yerdu, that if you do put it on the mizbech with the eved, the din is you're supposed to let it burn there and you don't take it down. So therefore it is called an avoida. So if a zar does such aktara, he's chayiv misa. Mishumachi chashiv aktara. Other things the halacha is if you put it up, you have to take it down. So that's not called an avoida at all. You have to get it off there. But on psulim b'kodesh, if it came tomei inside the Beis HaMikdash, then the halacha is you're not supposed to put it on the mizbech. But with the Yevet, if it's on the Mizbeach, the din is, im olu lo yerdu. So therefore it's called an avoidum, and if a zar does it, it's chayiv misa. So the kid took a riot to Levi and a riot to Rav. For the more now a new kasha now. For the Gemara Lomam of Eisen, how come we make the Kanim make a pious like a girl before they do the avoidance to choose which current should get the job? For the Gemara Lomam of Eisen, could the Amoran, we already said why by the true Masadeshim we did it. We don't want them to come to fight to one person broke a leg and one current got killed, so not to come to fight, we said make a pious. So what's your kasha? The question is like this, Elo, Loma Mafaisen, Bechersen Mafaisen. How come we had before we make four different tears? Throughout the day, we'll see Mishnayasin later, four different times of the day, they used to make a pious to choose who would do the different avoidis. So the question is, why do you do it four times a day? Why don't you make all four pious in the same time in the morning? At one shot, raffle off like all the avoidis. We'll choose right now who does the avoidis for the whole day. How come we have to make it four separate times, four separate pious? So an Indian to make a tumult in the Azara. If you make a, what's the girl there? You used to have the whole line of the Kanam around and they make a Bil Sunsi and used to take the number and go around. It was a big tumult. So it's a nice thing to show we're using the Beis Hamikdash like it's being used. So if you have a tumult going on there, that's like a Kiddush. It's nice. So Hashem wants the tumult should be four different times a day. Is rather than just having one tumult in the morning, it's good to have the tumult throughout the day. Rashi says, Lahargish, Lihashmiya Kirl Hamoin, I'm Rav, that everybody should hear there are a lot of people in the Beis Hamikdash. Come upon them a lot of times of the day. Shukovet Lamelech, that's covered for Hashem, the fact that there are a lot of people there and there's a tumult going on. But it doesn't mean a rough tumult like we have here. It means a tumult there, they're choosing how to get the Kohen to do the Avodah. So it's a mitzvah za, and there's a lot of people involved. So it's a tumult, that's a nice thing to do. Like the Pasuk says, the Gemara says, Shenemar, Asher Yachtov Namtik Soid, Beveis Elokim, Nahalech Berogish. There's Indian to go there, Berogish, a lot of noise. It's nice to make a lot of noise in the Beis Hamikdash. Beis Hamikdash. Rashi, Shukovet Lamelo, Shinema, Beveis Elokim, Nahalech Berogish. Like there's a tumble there, a lot of people come in there, that's nice cover to Hashem. So that's why they made this piyus four different times of the day, rather than doing them all at one shot. So tomorrow, Mamma Faisin. So Rashi, the Kushag is now, Maho Yu Loifshin. Let's say it came in the morning before the Truma Tadeshin. So the Kana was that before we choose which Kayin, all the Kanam got together, they went around in a circle, and then the Kayin, the Skan told one, take off your hat, and he picked a big number, 100, and then he started to count them all around, he got to that person. Now the question is, B'shas the Pius, what type of begodim were the Kanam wearing? Were they wearing the big Dechur, the regular suit? Or were they wearing the big day Kurdish, the big day Kuna? That's the Gemara Shaila. So the Gemara B'mama Faisin. So the Machlokes. We have Nachman on the big day Choyl. The Shasta Piyas, they used to wear the regular suits, not the big day Kuna. We have Sheshisama, the big day Kurdish. Even the Shas Piyas, when they were choosing who should get the Avodah, they used to wear the big day Kuna. What's the Svara? We have Nachman on the big day Choyl, they wear their suits now. And the Yamr, the big day Kurdish. Because if you can tell me right now when they all get in line, make the big circle, they're already wearing the big dekuna. Ika Bali's Royas, we have to be afraid for the big bullies. The Chamsi Viavdi. They'll get disgusted now, and they're figured, I'm not going to wait to make the piece here. I'll go right now, push my way through, and start to do the Avoidah. So to make sure the big bullies don't go and push their way through to do the Avoidah, we want right now the piece should be done when they're wearing the big dekuna. So therefore, they can't run not to do it, they're not wearing the big dekuna. And later when we pick out which one, then we're not afraid already, they'll run to do it. Once we pick out the person, that person does it. Just if they would be wearing the big dekuna, then we have to be afraid, maybe that close kanim will run to do the avoida. Right, Rav Sheshi Sama big dekuna. Rav Sheshi says no. Even right now when they make the circle to choose which current to do the avoida, we let them right now wear the big dekuna. Why? The yam with the big dekuna, if you can tell me no. We only let them wear the regular suits now, b'shas to make the pious. Agav chavivusei, we are afraid that after they choose this coin, we'll tell you, you have the right not to do the Truma Tadeshin. He'll feel so honored about it, it's such a chashivus to him, chavivus, that mikri v'yavdi, we have to be afraid he'll run right now and start to do the avoida. He'll forget that he's not wearing the big dekuna. He just got chosen, I'm the one to do the avoida today. So feel, a geshmak, I could do it. He'll go to do it right now without changing his big day kodesh. So that's why Rosh Hashanah says, b'shas apius, we make them all wear the big day kuda. So that as soon as the one that's chosen, he goes to the avodah right away.
The other ones will have to take it off.
Okay. Right.
Amar Rav Nachman. Nachman says, Mino Aminilu. How do I know my Yisoid? Rav Nachman says, B'shas the piyas, they're all wearing big dechol. The Tanam would not like this. Mishnah and Tomit. Masron the Chazonim. Mashma, after they made the piyas, they used to give over the Kahanim to a Chazon, to a Shamish. Voyam Avshita Noison. They would take off their clothing. Voyam Avshita Noison es big dehem. They would take off their clothing. They would only leave on them their underpants. That's all. So Rashi says the Chazonim Shamoshim. So now that's what the Mishnah Talmud says. That after the pious, they would take the Kahanim and they would take off all their clothing, mashma their big dechoil, their suits, and only leave on them just the Michnasayim. That's all. Bavad. So Mar Nachman learns, my love, aren't we talking about the Oisom?